A former reporter with the now defunct Rupert Murdoch tabloid News of the World has told a court in London his editor, Andy Coulson, not only knew about phone hacking at the newspaper, but was complicit in efforts to cover it up. The testimony focused again on the paper's reporting of an affair between the actors Sienna Miller and Daniel Craig. Following the court case in London is our Europe correspondent, Barbara Miller. Barbara, good morning. Day two of evidence from the prosecution's key witness, Dan Evans, who's pleaded guilty to phone hacking. What did he have to say about the role of his editor at the News of the World?
Well, Dan Evans, Tony, said that Andy Coulson not only knew about phone hacking, but came up with a plan to cover the tracks of phone hacking. Now, this all centres around a story that ran in the News of the World in 2005 about Sienna Miller, the actress, having an affair with Daniel Craig. She was then the partner of another actor, Jude Law. Dan Evans told the court that under immense pressure from a senior colleague to come up with a front-page story, he went home one weekend and hacked into the phones of everyone he knew, including Daniel Craig. On that voicemail, he found a message from a woman saying, "I love you, I can't talk right now, I'm with Jude." He then deduced that was Sienna Miller. He went into work and there was a great deal of excitement, he said, at work at the possibility that they could now run this story. Dan Evans says that Andy Coulson came over to near his desk and was played the phone message a couple of times. And he said that Andy Coulson got very animated at that point and said, "Brilliant," and that everyone had a bit of an adrenaline rush at the time. He then says that Andy Coulson directly instructed him to make a recording of that message, to destroy the original, and then to drop off in a bag that recording at the front gate of the building and have it sent up as though someone had dropped it off anonymously.
Did Dan Evans cite other examples of when he spoke to Andy Coulson about phone hacking?
No, this is clearly the key moment that the prosecution is saying is the proof that Andy Coulson not only knew about phone hacking, but was active in trying to cover it up. Now, we heard yesterday and we talked yesterday about Dan Evans saying that at an informal job interview, he talked to Andy Coulson about doing stuff with phones. But this incident around the Sienna Miller Daniel Craig affair is the only incident that the prosecution is focusing on as, I guess, the ultimate proof of Andy Coulson's knowledge of and involvement in phone hacking.
Barbara Miller, Rolf Harris's name was also brought up in court today. What was the context there?
Well, the court was shown a number of lists that Dan Evans, and we have to remember that Dan Evans has pleaded guilty to phone hacking, had drawn up for police. And on these lists, he had made notes of whether he had attempted to hack into the phones of various famous people and whether he had been successful. Now, Rolf Harris was one of the names on that list. The note next to it indicated that that attempt had failed. The court was then also shown an email which indicated that Dan Evans was sort of given the go-ahead to try and dig up some dirt, essentially, to try and stand up a story on Rolf Harris. We didn't hear what that story was. And that email suggested that the editor, we assume that to be Andy Coulson, was loving the idea of turning over Rolf Harris. Now, Dan Evans told the court he was unable, despite considerable effort, to hack into Rolf Harris's phone.
And Barbara, what does tomorrow hold?
Well, that's the prosecution finished with Dan Evans, so the cross-examination should begin tomorrow. Now, we have to remember here that Andy Coulson and his co-defendants have all pleaded not guilty to those charges, so we would expect the cross-examination of Dan Evans to be fairly rigorous.
Our Europe correspondent, Barbara Miller, in London. And Coulson, as editor of the now-defunct tabloid, was there until 2007, and he was David Cameron, the British Prime Minister's head of communications up to early 2011. He, of course, has denied any knowledge of phone hacking and says he could not be expected to know the source of every story that went out in his newspaper, the defunct News of the World.